Blog Talk Radio.
Dope sounds. All right, we are live again on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with the dopest in the world. We got beat maker, video maker, Marco Dragan. What's going on, bro?
What up, what up? How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. For the people who don't know as of yet, go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, as you said, my name is Marco. Producer name, you know, right now the group name that me and Red are going with is That's Wasabi. So it's thatswasabi.com. Red is a vocalist. He was living on the street, and I found a video of his and remixed it, and that's the song you were just playing. So, yeah, that's a little intro about us, and we got a new project that's coming up that we're really excited to share with you guys, and, yeah, that's what's new and going on.
That's an amazing story. You said the name of the duo is That's Wasabi.
Yep, That's Wasabi. T-H-A-T-S and then Wasabi. W-A-S-A-B-I.
That's crazy. All right, man. So before we get into the new song, Dangerous Out Here, and the album, just want to touch briefly on, like, your background. Of course, the mega hit that we just played was I Should Tell Your Mama, which was like insane. 15, I don't even want to put a number on it because it's probably beyond 15 million right now.
Yeah, upwards of 15 million. It's getting up there.
That's crazy. So, yeah, man, I know that you make a lot of dope beats and, you know, hip hop influence, EDM influence. Where did you start with the music? How did you begin to create beats?
So I was going to Hamilton High School in L.A., and it's a music academy. I used to go to Santa Monica High before that, but I got in one little fight, and my mom was like, all right, I'm switching you to Hamilton. So it turned out to be a music academy, and I wanted to take a music class, got into electronic music, and I've been doing it ever since. still was doing it in college and just collaborating with whoever I could. So, yeah, that's where it's at.
Oh, shout out to mom.
Yep.
Inspiring in the dream.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, began by learning the fundamentals in class and just basically developing your own sound. What would you call your style? Because, like I said, in my mind, you know, I hear EDM, you know, electric, that dance, that pop, that trap vibe. What would you call it, though?
I mean, I'm not quick to label it usually because I have a lot of music that's more trap influenced and then some that are more electronic and kind of out there. A lot of the stuff I was making when I was going to school in the UK, and a lot of that is like faster tempo and a little bit, I noticed they're a little more open to different styles. So I think a lot of the stuff I started making, people were calling like trip hop. But you know, I have a few different types of beats and a few different styles. So I don't really go by genre. I just go by whatever that song might be.
Gotcha. Don't want to put yourself in a box.
Yeah, exactly. But it is, you know, it is around electronic music and not quite dubstep, but trap, electronic, hip-hop. It hovers around those. And on this upcoming project we have, I even have a couple that are live instruments and more funk influence. So, yeah, we're excited to share all of that.
What's your favorite program to use? Like, what do you use to create?
Right now I'm using primarily Ableton, but one thing I've been doing lately is taking 80s analog equipment. I have a digital delay. If you want to know what that one sounds like, a lot of Phil Collins music. I don't know if you listen to Phil Collins, but a lot of his stuff, he was using that analog digital delay. So I got an MPC 2000 XL, probably the best MPC there ever was, if you ask a lot of people that know about those. So I'm trying to incorporate a lot of hardware also. Software-wise, though, Ableton primarily.
Amazing, amazing. And as far as the story, how you and Red got together, you sampled, you said one of like his vocals and put it on a track. Like, how did that come about? That's Wasabi.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how it happened actually. Because I originally a friend of mine showed me his music online, and I took his vocal from the internet and I remixed it. Shortly after that, I had a video editor that was friends with my roommate. He was walking by my room and he's like, yo, that's dope. I got to put that out now. And I was telling him, hey, you know, hold on, cause it's not finished. He was like, no, just give me it. I'm going to make a video. And the resulting thing was the video that you played the song for, I Should Tell Your Mama on You. So that one just kind of went viral on its own. We didn't really promote it. It got really popular in Russia and Kazakhstan of all places. But then, you know, 2 years later, I was still trying to get in touch with Red, and I couldn't get a hold of him online or, you know, through any kind of, like, phone contact outlet. And then one day I was driving on Fairfax Boulevard in L.A., and I just saw Red on a bike next to me. And I know, of all people, I was like, yo, dude, I remixed your music, and it blew up. And so after that happened, we recorded this video that's on thatswasabi.com. It's kind of like a short documentary about his life and where he's at. But yeah, he's currently in prison. I recorded a couple songs with him before he got locked up. But I have the album that we're working on now, and that's this project. It's going to be a Kickstarter project to kind of help Red get off the streets and get out of that lifestyle. And, you know,
wow.
I did have a chance to talk to him and tell him that we were going to be on this show. And, you know, he had a couple quotes. So a couple of the questions that might be geared towards him, you know, you might be able to ask me and I can kind of see if there's something that he answered that's got to do with that. Because I was talking to him for about an hour about all the different things that are going to happen with this project. So,
wow. That is an amazing story, and shout out to Red, the man without the machine. Keep your head up in there, man. I would love to hear, like, as far as his style, like where his lyrics come from, like as far as his inspiration when he writes or when he records. I'm not sure if you're able to answer that for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can tell you from my experience, because I don't think he answered anything specifically about that to me, but his style, I think, comes from the lifestyle that he lives, because he's in a pretty rough situation where he lives. But, you know, he tries to keep his head up and keeps working on music, and he's constantly getting recognized. Anytime I'm out with him, you know, people come up to him and talk to him and know about him. So he's kind of low-key famous out in the L.A. streets area. So.
Up in Oakland, the Oak Town.
Well, he's originally from Oakland, but now he's been living in L.A. for a while. He told me, actually, yeah, this relates to that question. He was watching a Dr. Dre and Eminem documentary, and he said after seeing that documentary, he got out of bed and said, "I'm moving to L.A." So he told his girl to buy him a ticket. And I actually have that part on video. If you guys ever need a video interview with him, I got it. But, yeah, I think he gets inspiration from the West Coast legends, Snoop. I know he's a big fan of Snoop, and he actually did a song with Snoop. Cam'ron. He did a song with Cam'ron. I know he's not West Coast, but that's another guy that he works with.
That's
Dame Funk. So I know he draws his inspiration a lot from the West Coast legends and probably the 2000s, 90s legends.
This is a very unique story, man, because, I mean, you've been doing it for a while. He's been doing it for a while from two different worlds, two different cities. And it just comes together, viral magic. And now the whole movement with the new song Dangerous Out There, the Wasabi, and the album that you have a Kickstarter movement for. Let's jump into it. But before we do, let's go ahead and listen to the new song Dangerous Out Here. We'll give them a little sample and then we'll come back and talk about it, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right, here we go. Dangerous Out Here by the Wasabi. That's Wasabi by Red and Marco. Let's go.
Out here, but you didn't know the black is hell.
trip hop.
Yeah, man.
Dangerous Out Here will blow your mind. This is the brand new single off of Red and Marco's forthcoming album. Kickstarter campaign is launching to crowdsource funds to produce the new album and a music video. Check out the link below. All right. So if you're listening, if you're on the blog and it's posted on the blog with the write up, go ahead and click that Kickstarter link and support good music, y'all. All right, man. So Dangerous Out Here. How did this come together? Because it's like organized madness. It's like EDM, electronic music on drugs. And the bass line is just crazy. You have his voice as an instrument. How did you all collaborate on Dangerous Out Here?
Yeah, so the way this one came together, if you remember previously, I was telling you I just saw Red in the street one day. After I saw him, he came through to record some vocals, and I was playing some beats for Red, but the way Red likes to record is he kind of does his own beatboxing while he's singing. So he was doing everything a cappella, and I recorded about 10 or 11 a cappellas with him. I went back, took that a cappella, and just started messing around with some of those analog synthesizers and delays that I was telling you about. And I think, you know, that's kind of probably what makes it sound different than other things, is I'm using like 80s analog gear to do more modern, like out there music. So it probably doesn't sound like other things, which I'm happy about. But yeah, I think that one definitely slapped.
Wow. Yeah, you said that. It doesn't sound like anything out there. Mad creativity, dude. Real talk. So you basically you record him, and then you take it back to the lab to create, to slice and auto-tune and just make magic.
Yep. Yeah, and I threw some vocoder over that too. So it's kind of the man without the machine, and then you got the machine over it. So yeah, I took a vintage synthesizer and had a vocoder on there, and kind of did. I was repeating some of his lyrics back with the vocoder, so that's that sound. But yeah, man, that's how that one came together.
Wow. So now, as far as the album that this is a single of, do you have a working title yet?
I mean, Dangerous Out Here is the working title, because it kind of represents what Red is living through every day, and that's kind of the inspiration with trying to get this finished, because, you know, Red's going through some stuff, and I feel like if this album and this Kickstarter is successful, it could change the way his stuff's going. So, you know, we could start a free Red movement, but, you know, I think this album being successful would mean a lot to him and his well-being, so... Yeah.
When will it release? How many tracks you got done so far?
So far we have 5 tracks. I'm working on 10 total. The final number we're still going to kind of figure out depending on what I decide to keep. But yeah, that's where we're at now. We got between 5 and 10 tracks total.
Okay. And as far as another visual, why not just go back to your homeboy that did that dope, crazy video mashup, man?
Yo, I'm so glad you asked that, because here's another thing that makes this thing interesting. That guy pretty much disappeared off the face of the earth after he made that video. So he made that video for me, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him for about 5 years. And that's real. I've been trying to contact him for 5 years. His name is Charles Phillips. And that's another interesting thing is, like, you know, I met the guy one time. He was like, oh, that track is dope. And we were in touch up until about a year after that. One day he just stopped kind of answering calls. But the weird thing is his phone still rings. It's still his voicemail. But, yeah, that guy is kind of an enigma right now. I haven't been able to get in touch with him at all.
Charles, if you're listening, buddy, contact.
Yeah, Charles Phillips, shout out.
Contact Marco, please.
Yeah, I've been trying to get him because he doesn't. Yeah, when I met him, he didn't know that Red. I didn't know Red at that time. So kind of, I had the video director and I didn't have the vocalist. And then I met the vocalist and the video director is now mysteriously out of the picture. So if anybody knows where Charles Phillips is, you know, deepens the mystery. I don't know. But, you know, I'd love to get in touch with him and do another visual. We do have something else in the works, though. We already shot something that's pretty cool. And, you know, this Kickstarter is going to – part of that is going towards finishing the next visual.
Amazing. All right, man. I really appreciate you coming on and speaking with me about the project, the new song, the history of That's Wasabi. It's an amazing story. I want to give you the floor to speak about whatever you got coming up. You personally, as a beat maker, if you have tracks that, you know, people you want to collaborate with or anything on the beat side coming up. Also, speak about the Kickstarter and what it means that they go ahead and contribute to Red's cause.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in terms of artists that I want to work with, for this album, anybody that is down with what we're doing and is willing to send something over, we're always open to looking at things and working with anybody. So MarcoZTV@gmail.com. It's Marco with a K, Z like zebra, and TV like television. You know, I'm open to people sending things over. But in terms of what the Kickstarter means, it means Red getting his things together and kind of being able to do what he loves all the time. It's hard for him to kind of stay focused on music when he's dealing with living where he's living. But if you want to see more about his situation and what, you know, what his story is, go to thatswasabi.com, thatswasabi.com, and you can get a little more information. But the Kickstarter is launching in about 12 hours, and for whatever reason, that song got big in Russia. So if you're listening in Russia, make sure to go out and check it out. Kazakhstan too.
Shout
out to Kazakhstan.
All right. Once again, Marco, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. The song is right now on SoundCloud, y'all. Go ahead and check that out. Like it, share it, comment on it. And in 12 hours, if you're listening now, it may be launched, the Kickstarter, and the link will be right beneath or right above this interview. All right? So make sure you support. Go to thatswasabi.com. Check out Red, like his whole movement. It's a valiant cause, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us, bro.
Thank you so much. Happy to do it.
Yes, sir. All right, so that's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, another dope story to share with y'all about hip-hop and about music and about life. We welcome y'all to come back anytime. Also, if you are listening, haven't already followed USA Blog Network, please feel free to do so across social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, y'all, it's the dopest. We out of here. One. I'm gonna go get some more.